Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash,
ahoy,
and Craig. King of bitches! No, Craig's not here, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I think what it was is he hasn't had a holiday for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's
anything,
right.
Anything over 2.5 weeks, it gets a bit touchy. So he's actually gone on holiday, which leaves the main two bloody lads here to talk game week 24. And whether it was good, whether it was bad, whether you had Lukaku or not, basically, to go through all your fantasy football tips, questions from various social media sources, as well as review the next game week, which is almost upon us. So, yeah, until then, you know, we will be guiding you through. We don't need Craig at all, Mr. Bloody Professional. Oh, I need to go on holiday again.
It's always some really flimsy excuse as well.
Oh, I've been working hard. Yeah, he messaged us about 4 days ago and went, oh, guys, did I assume you know I'm on holiday? No! We should have guessed that, you know, you haven't had a holiday for 3 weeks, so you are. But no, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I hope he's having a lovely time. Yes, so, ladies and gentlemen, here we are to talk. Let's bloody talk game week 24, which has just happened. Very high scoring week because of one gentleman in particular.
It was a pretty good week, wasn't it?
It was.
Good goals and that.
Well, was it good? From a sort of, you know, football point of view.
Football podcast,
that's right. Yeah. Yes, I forget. We are.
It was less good from a swine flu point of view.
Yeah, well, correct. Yeah. As a sort of ballet inspired sort of podcast shit.
Yeah.
But no, it was decent. Very, very high scoring week fantasy football wise. The initial game was Chelsea Arsenal. We don't want to talk about that. That was dreadful. I'm an Arsenal fan and I was very depressed all weekend, Ash. It was awful. How did you feel as a neutral?
That's a good question. Wait, so what are you saying is, did I catch the game and where was I?
Oh, I watched where it. Were you?
I was outside the Nou Camp.
Were you? Oh, yeah, because that's right, because you've just got back from holiday as well. Fucking hell. Oh, we're all on holiday. I've got a son. I can't go on holiday. One, because I can't afford it, and two, because he's too small. Yeah. Oh, so you watched it from outside the Nou Camp, did you?
I did it before I went to see Barcelona. That's all right.
Oh, excellent.
There were lots of guys there, surprisingly. I hadn't seen us in Barcelona for a week on holidays. And it's in English people. And then, first place we went to, on the way up to the Nou Camp, like there always is at a football game, some guy went, "Oh, what, Tell?" Just walked past, and I was like, amazing. Why is there always someone at football whose name is Tell?
Oh, I thought he was talking to you.
Maybe he was like, Tell! And I was like, oh, he's going to be so... Oh, this is going to be awkward. Yeah. I'm not Tell at all.
No. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or do you go by the alias Tell when you go, when you're at the football? Stick on a bit of Burberry and go, I'm fucking Tell, wouldn't I?
Exactly. I have to go in disguise.
Unbelievable. Right. Chelsea 3, Arsenal 1. I mean, the Hazard goal, I must admit, was fucking incredible.
You are going to admit that here.
I'll admit it. I mean, we're fucked, didn't we? We threw away points. Do you know what? Normally it wouldn't bother me losing to Chelsea away at Chelsea. 3-1. Before the game, I would have said, yeah, that's probably about right. You know, they've been in amazing form. But it's the stupid points that we're throwing away, like the week before, the midweek game week.
Yeah.
Where we fucking lost to Watford. Behave yourself. Oh, furious.
Chelsea look good.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They look good. They've won the league, haven't they? Let's be honest. You know, I mean, Tottenham are the only potential people I think that could maybe catch him, but 9 points with, what, 14 games to go?
Nah. 14, still quite a lot of games.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see Chelsea slipping enough. They got a decent run, you know.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Everyone else behind them slipping, which we will get to. And they're looking great. And I mean, even, you know, Costa with a couple of assists, but Costa didn't score. You know, they're pulling out the bag. Alonso, again, decent FPL points. I know a few people picked him up when he had that couple of goals, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But, Fabregas with a goal as well. I'll give you that. I mean, I can't stand him, obviously. He used to be my favourite. I used to refer to him as God's chess piece back in the day when he was playing for Arsenal. But yeah, he scored and he didn't celebrate, which I'll give him that. That's, you know, he's back, not in the good books, but he's off my death list now.
That's very magnanimous of you.
Yeah, you know, I'm a good guy. But yeah, so there it was. I mean, Giroud with the goal. Sanchez, what, 2 points? For that, yeah. So, and I know a few people did still captain Sanchez, even though we were playing Chelsea. So, Yeah, it's just not ideal as an Arsenal fan. But yeah, if you've got Chelsea in your FPL team, good luck to you. Massive next game. Huge. Well, I mean, not necessarily an upset, but I didn't see Sunderland going to Palace and beating them 4-0, Ash.
The whole way through it, I kept thinking, the people who've turned up at Palace...
You kept thinking, who the fuck is Tell? And why does he keep making eye contact with me, this fucking exactly. weird bloke wearing Stone Island?
What is Tell even short for?
Terry.
Is it? Yeah. But have you ever heard somebody, well, apart from when you've been at the football, every time?
Yeah.
But in real life?
Tell. No, yeah, no, but it is. It's like Terry, Tell. Gary, Gal. It is. That's the thing. It's just because I'm like working class.
Yeah, that's true. I kept thinking.
Mm.
So when Palace had Pardew,
yeah,
they managed to get the guy in. Yeah, he's really good at soccer balls.
Oh. See, yes, we slagged Craig off, but this is why we need him.
They got the names. The guy in from France, who's really good.
Oh, French boy.
French boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays in midfield for them.
Yeah,
and they also got Tompkins.
Yes,
who obviously knew Pardew from his days at West Ham.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pardew immediately left and they got burdened with Fat Sam.
Yeah.
So if you were one of those players who went there thinking you were going to be working under Pardew,
yeah,
probably like sleeping around, just doing whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
And now you've got Fat Sam there.
Yeah.
I wonder whether that's going to be crushing their morale and that of the fans.
Oh, it would. He'd be crushing them physically. Oh, and
Ben
Teke
as well.
Tekkers. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I don't know. They had absolutely nothing. Defoe with a couple of goals, bang in form. But yeah, Palace looked shit. I think the only other team that looked as bad as Palace that week, I mean, even Bournemouth didn't look that bad, which we'll get to, but I think Leicester looked shit. But Palace and Leicester, yeah, dreadful, absolutely dreadful. But yeah, from a Sunderland point of view, Defoe, he's obviously relatively high picked, another couple of goals, three bonus points, Kone, Ndong as well, with the goals. Yeah, I think it's one of those things now. It's kind of turned around where you could potentially be thinking about picking the odd Sunderland player.
I think
very much like Swansea as well. I think it's kind of flipped around where you could potentially be putting a few Swansea players in because they're not doing all that bad.
FPL
point wise, at least.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they've both picked up, haven't they?
Well, Januzaj as well. I've noticed points.
Oh, two assists.
And I think he scored a couple of points the other week as well. Racking my brain, potentially. but yeah, the big scorer next game. Everton 6, Bournemouth 3. Big Rom, 4 goals. Barnstorming. Is anyone going to score more than 4 goals in a single game? Potentially. I mean, I know we're going to have double game weeks and stuff, but that might have been one of the best options for triple captaining. If you did, yeah. I can't imagine people did. I heard a stat actually during that was when Everton went 3-0 up, it was the first time anyone had scored more than 2 goals against Bournemouth in a game this season.
Was it?
Not ever, yeah.
I thought
first time they'd conceded three.
I thought they conceded 3 loads.
Have they? Maybe it was 4. Maybe it was, yeah, I can't remember. It was 3 or 4. It doesn't matter. It's just a stat, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I thought it was three. I might be wrong.
Maybe I misheard this. Maybe I heard the same thing and misheard it.
Yeah. Or maybe we both misheard it and we were watching the Super Bowl or something. But yeah, goals for Lukaku. Massive points for Lukaku. It was unbelievable. Barkley on the score sheet. McCarthy. But then on the other side, old King for Bournemouth. The lad. 2 points. No, sorry, 2 goals, 13 points. So he's had 13, 2, 7. Yeah, sort of 22 points in his last 3 games. 3 goals in 3 games.
Plus, Callum Wilson's out.
Yes, he is.
Again.
Surfer boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surfing McLeg break every week.
Surfing McLeg break. He's injured. Wilshere, that was a nice little assist, actually, for the goal. Yeah, and Harry Arter scored.
Yep.
Stats. If you had Lukaku, you are laughing. And that's why there was a big divide between a lot of people. I always ask for tweets sort of after the Saturday games when the bonus points come in. I say, you know, right, that's it, you know, tweet us your scores because of bonus points. And we were getting ranging from 20s, you know, 30, 28, 24 to 85, you know, 78 points. And it was all whether you had Lukaku or not.
What do you think of Everton now?
I think they're looking more and more attractive. I'd picked up on the Everton defence
because
I wildcarded like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah.
When I wasn't around. Cause you boys did a pod last pod cause I was ill.
Yep.
Had the squits.
Why are you and Craig so desperate to announce that to the world? We had to do three takes.
Did you?
We did three takes of the podcast in the intro. You kept talking about how ill you were and describing it in detail. And I was like, Can you stop?
Can you not?
Can we do it again? And he was like,
he did tell me that. He was like, I thought he was joking when he said that Ash went, that's too aggressive, because he said something like, Tom's being sick out of his bum.
Yeah, and
I'm not having that.
Like three times. And he was like, and each time he scaled it back. And I was like, that's still not a normal thing to talk about.
You are frigid, aren't you?
Yeah.
I brought in old Foons Maury.
Yeah.
Because Everton had that long period of time where they had so many clean sheets and stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to go for the Robles and Stekelenburg.
Nice.
Cheese and the Wolf.
Yeah.
Both of them. But I actually went for neither in the end.
Good story.
Yeah, because cool story, bro.
I saw they got rid of Delafoe in the transfer window. They sent him on loan.
Correct. So yeah, where's he gone?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I think somewhere in Spain. Not one of the top clubs.
Yeah. That's where Craig is, isn't it? Somewhere in Spain.
Yes.
He says he is, but, you know, I'd like to start a rumour about him, because he says enough stuff when I'm not here that he makes stuff up. Goes, oh, Tom did this, Tom did that. So I'd like to start a rumour that he's actually in a small island off Thailand where you can actually legally eat women. That's why he's gone there.
The best way of starting a rumour is by saying, do you know where Craig went? Not saying, I'd like to start a fake rumour.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because everyone's listening, aren't they? Okay, well, what I'll do is I might or might not just make one up from this point until the end of the podcast.
We promise. Yeah. We'll only say true things.
Only say true things. Yeah, yeah, very true. Yeah. Right, yes. So, Hull 2, Liverpool 0. Huge.
Every week.
Hull are on a bit of a roll as well, aren't they?
I don't know how, because they sold all their good players.
Yeah, mad.
And then every week we say, it's like the standard thing that Liverpool are dodgy against shit teams.
Yeah.
And then there you go, 2-0.
Oh, well, I was at the pub and watched Liverpool-Chelsea, and Liverpool played all right. They did well. Obviously, they would have been happy with that draw. But yeah, and then just to go, and it was like a completely different team. They're so shit at the back.
Yeah.
They're so shit at the back. Yeah.
And it's not like Hull are amazing as well.
Well, no, because it's Hull.
Yeah.
Arsenal got Hull this week, so I don't know. And obviously we're coming off a couple of fucking floppers. So
Hull for Europe then.
Yeah. Do you know what? Oh, terrible. So Liverpool, if you've still got a Liverpool defender, I mean, you're mental. You're absolutely mental.
I saw that Klopp has now got the same record after this many games as the previous manager.
Really?
Yes. Whose name we totally know. So we wouldn't even say.
What? The previous Liverpool manager?
Yes. Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah.
It's the same record.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those, I think when I saw the stat, it was one of those, everyone hated Rodgers, and look, they've got the same record.
Ah, really? Yeah, to be fair, it's, you know, he's had a couple of decent wins, but they're getting beaten. I mean, fucking out the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Why, if you're Liverpool manager, are you not attempting to put out a better team in the FA Cup? Because you ain't going to win the fucking league. Do you know what I mean? You're going to get nothing. Put a fucking decent team out in the FA Cup. You might win that.
Yeah.
If you come third and with the FA Cup, that's decent. I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm fucking happy with that every year.
Yeah, fourth in the FA Cup. It's a dream, isn't it?
That is the dream. It's better than third.
Sausage.
The mighty West Ham, Ash, beat Southampton 3-1. How are you feeling about that? Andy Carroll scores again.
He's the English Pyatt.
He's the English... Oh, Pyatt. I thought you said the English player. I went, yes, he is. Well done. He's the English player. This is a triangle. Yeah. There was assist from old Snodders. Yeah. He's straight in a lot of people's teams since he went to West Ham, isn't he?
Yeah, he was in Becky's team pre-going to West Ham.
Is it?
She didn't realise we brought him.
Is it just because he's called Snodgrass and it's a funny name?
Probably. And then she was like, what? We got him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
decent. He was on the bench for one of
Deef.
The seat.
Correct.
Yeah, Deef. We had a tweet asking me to tell that anecdote again a while ago, but I won't.
Should I? No, don't you tell.
Yes. Oh, okay, we'll do that at the end. Right, Ash, you can retell the Deef anecdote. That'll be like a 4-hour podcast. it's not gross. Yeah, he was on the bench of one of my secret sausage teams. I think he's going to be a great shout at West Ham. You know, with Carroll on fire, could be potential for a few assists.
If they keep playing 4-4-2 and they've got Antonio and Carroll up front, then with Fagulli on the right and Snodgrass and Cresswell who can put in a cross. They look so dangerous. Yeah. Especially as then you've got to focus on stopping them getting the crosses in. They can still take it through the middle.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. I know a lot of people are interested as well in Antonio. A lot of people looking at him, which is good.
Well, because he scores... There was that stat before that he'd scored like more headers than every other team in the league.
I remember that stat. He scored more headers than a lot of teams combined or something.
Yeah. So you've got to think now they're going to be quite scary.
Mm.
As well as Gabbiadini, who Southampton got.
Yeah.
Who scored on his debut.
Correct, yes.
Straight in top corner. Nearly did it again.
Yeah.
And the other player we tipped last week, Jay Rodriguez.
Jay Rodriguez, yes. Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, I was looking at him because when I wildcarded, I actually went by a lot of the stuff that you boys talked about because it was a very stat heavy pod. It was really good. It was really interesting. It was a lot of people said, you know, it was a real, they actually learned something from the pod last week. It's not going to be the same this week, let's be honest. But they're going to probably laugh a bit more, potentially. But who knows? Watford 2, Burnley 1. Deeney scores again. Hollybass with an assist. Deeney, that's a couple of goals now. Could he be on form?
Could he be the talk of the town?
Could he be the talk of the town? I wanted to talk about this. Like, it's 3-3, actually, from Deeney. That's not bad.
No.
Don't know what their run's like, but that's decent.
What Watford's run?
Yeah.
And they got Man United next.
You know, they can see the goal, don't they?
Yeah, but then they're at West Ham, so it's like...
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah. We're going to get something, aren't they? Burnley.
Barton got an assist. He scored the other week, didn't he?
He did. Yes, that is true. Yeah, he did. Also, keeper. A lot of people have got Heaton as their keeper. I know I do. So I was a little bit upset that he conceded two. Then West Brom 1, Stoke 0. The West Brom that everyone's talking about and went mad for pile on West Brom players. They got amazing run. I mean, nothing again from old Rong Dong.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to get rid of him. I banged on. He's still in the middle of this huge, amazing run of green fixtures, but nothing. I mean, McCauley, do you know what? If you went for the likes of McCauley and, what's his tits, Brunt and stuff like that, you know, you're probably still going to end up getting some points. McCauley's been decent, but yeah, nothing from Rong Dong. I'm going to have to just sack him off.
I thought about doing it, but it's such a risk, isn't it? Because they've still got us next.
Yeah.
Bournemouth, Palace, none of us are good at defending. Yeah,
but look at the run he's just had. He's had fucking an easier run. He ain't scored. He's done fucking nothing. And that was what I wanted to say about the whole... I remember Calvin Chan, who was the champion last year.
Yeah.
He wrote that blog and he said, it's about form over fixtures, is something he said. True, and I think that's so true. Because it's, you know, his fixtures are amazing. His form's been shit. But then you look at someone who's just hitting form now and is consistently, someone like Hazard, now they were playing Arsenal, you wouldn't necessarily back Hazard. I mean, Arsenal aren't, you know, on form themselves, but Hazard at the moment, you'd go for form over fixtures. And big players will turn up to big games, you know? And, you know, shit players like Rong Dong don't even turn up to shit games. You know? Should we just take that little bit of me just talking there and just put that out? Just put out like a 30-second pod?
Oh, yeah.
And then that'd be quite good. Yeah. And then what we'll do is we'll collect all the bits together of us going, what's his name? Who's this? What's his name? And we'll send that to the FBA and see if we get another award.
Send that to Craig. And
send it to Craig. They go, this week's pod, mate. We need you back from that island where you eat women. Spurs 1, Borough 0. Kane with the penalty. Assist from Sun. Although it wasn't actually an assist from Sun, was it? But that's the way it worked. Yeah, Kane. I do have the lad up front, so it's decent points for me. I was quite
pretty
happy with that.
Surprising seeing Middlesbrough in a 1-0 defeat.
Yeah.
Pretty different.
I think they were unlucky, actually. I think it was a penalty, but yeah, they were unlucky. Talking of unlucky, City 2, Swansea 1, fucking late goal.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't use this term very often, but Jesus is the bloody talk of the town. Right? I mean, this guy, fuck me. So he's keeping Aguero out of the team.
He's quite
essentially.
Quick.
He's quite quick. I mean, his name's Jesus. Yeah, he has scored 3 in his last 2 games. He's getting 90 minutes, both games. He's currently, as I look, and that's gone up massively. So I looked earlier today.
Yeah.
As we record, and it was about 2.9% picked. He's now 7.5% picked.
Ooh.
He's 9.2, so he's gone up 2 pips.
2 pips, yeah.
As we call them. Yeah. He's what he's owned by. Is that what he's owned by? 207,000. Is that right? Selected by, yeah, 207,000 people. That's only going to go up. And a lot of the questions we have that we're going to be doing were about this guy. Is it worth getting him? Which we will, talk about definitively, I would have thought, in the second segment. But, yeah, I mean, massive. The fact that Swansea could have got a point out of that game and fucking should have done, man. I was gutted.
Yeah.
I was gutted when I saw that come in. Sigurdsson for Swansea again. Everyone wants to get on this bandwagon because now Swansea have hit a bit of form. And I like their manager. I think he's a good lad.
Yeah, it's good.
20 quid if we know his name.
The Swansea manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it Claude Puyol?
Too late.
No! Is he the manager off?
I don't know, but he's not then. So City 2, Swansea 1. Yeah, absolutely gutted about that. But everyone wants to get on the Sigurdsson bandwagon now. I've had a lot of tweets about that. A lot of tweets from the Jesus bandwagon. I don't know. It's we'll talk about it in the next bit. But I think it's worth both of those, and they both might be going in my team this week. You never know.
Paul Clement,
huh?
Paul Clement.
Yeah, similar to Poyle, isn't it? and finally, the champions Leicester 0, Man United 3. Ibra scores again. I mean, Leicester was so shit. It was dreadful, wasn't it? They were absolutely shocking. I thought, how is this? And that they fielded 9 of their Premier League winning starting 11. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
9 of their 11 won the fucking thing last, and they were regular starters last season. I don't know what's gone wrong.
Wow.
I really don't. And I fucking love Ranieri. He's such a nice chap, isn't he? His little face is lovely.
They're missing 2 people.
Yeah.
Can you tell me where one of them is?
One of them is, I'm assuming, Wazalowski, aka the Mighty Wallers.
And where was he this week?
Oh, where was he this week? It's funny you ask that, Ash, because in a feature that we like to call Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
Where's Wallers?
He's covered in blood. Completely covered in blood. I don't know where that was. He put a picture on Instagram of him just covered in blood. I don't really know what happened with that. But let's be honest, even if he wasn't, he wouldn't be getting a game. I don't think he's had a minute this season.
He had one in the cup, didn't he?
He did. 1 minute. They gave him 1 minute in the cup. They went, they've been bleeding. Go on, have a minute. Have a minute. Make yourself feel better.
So they're missing, it seems we're missing that Kante bloke.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Seems to have single-handedly won the league.
That's kind of what it was, yeah, yeah. It's like he's won the league himself twice in a row, potentially.
Really hope Swansea just put in a mental bid for him.
Imagine that, yeah. And then he just, oh,
just
wow.
Each season.
Get that on there, yeah. Yeah, well, it's like I saw, I can't remember if it was our friends at the Odds Bible or someone, they tweeted a thing, you know, when Leicester obviously almost got relegated last season. Someone at the start of the season put a mental bet on that they'd win. They ended up winning. I don't know if it was the same person, but a bet was placed that they'd go down this year and someone had it.
Yeah.
Someone put it on and it was huge odds again, similar to last time. And they, now they're 1 point off.
Yeah.
The fucking
drop.
They've got a terrible run of fixtures coming up.
Loads of people.
They've still got to play all the big boys.
Loads of people were talking about betting them to go down, straight down.
Yeah. I can't imagine that. That's crazy. I know it was really open last year and, you know, you didn't have to be outstanding to win, but fucking hell.
Who was it that...
Fair play. It's worth doing mental bets like that, isn't it?
Was it Middlesbrough that won the FA Cup and then got relegated? Or Birmingham, maybe?
When?
I don't know, like, at some point. Like,
at
recently.
At some point.
Or, like, within the last 10, 20 years. I think it might have been... Oh, I don't know. But could Leicester be the first team to win the...
It would be to win the top...
Champions League.
Imagine
they
that,
win the Champions League and get relegated.
Yeah, but then they'd still qualify for the Champions League next year.
Oh, yeah.
They'd lose all their fucking players. Like Vardy would be straight off Mahrez. Yeah, imagine that. Mad. Mkhitaryan looked good in that game. I looked at him and I thought, do you know what? Potential. If I hadn't wildcarded, I might have looked at him, stick him in the team, maybe. He did look good. And Mata, I always think is a relatively decent shout, FPL-wise. Goals and assists.
I think the problem with Mata and Mkhitaryan.
Yeah.
Like Mkhitaryan's like super rotation guy.
Yeah.
And I think I might be wrong. I think
Mata plays
as well.
Mata plays
Occasionally.
Yeah. Very occasional, actually.
Yeah, so they both get rotated.
Yeah, although he's got decent points for the minutes he plays, but yeah, money-wise. Yes, so thus concludes the results from game week 24. Let's do the bloody league, mate. Let's do the bloody league. The top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes League. You can still join on the pin 4945-2085. The mighty top 10. It's all changed, mate. It's all changed because we've had two game weeks since we've last been on. In at number 10, Matthias Haldorsson. Notice me, senpai. Regular of the top 10. Flaming Moes, Michael Cabrera at 9. Exeter Gently FC, Stephen Barrett. Lad, isn't he? At number 8. Bloody Steve. Exeter Gently. I love that. Number 7, Make FPL Great Again, Francisco Fernandez. And we did get an email from him that we're going to hope to read out later as well. Good lad. Into the top 10. He's new in the top 10. Number 6, down St. Haugen's Helter, Eric Baranda. Number 5, Mitch Maynard, BTSTU. Now, he was at the top for a bloody long time, wasn't he? BTSTU.
He's on exactly the same points as the person in fourth place.
Yeah, correct, which is Antarcticans FC. No, tell a lie. Number 3, NWR, Nissan Mahanan. He was our long time number 1. Number 2, runner up so far, good Kante, Harry Strouts. And in at number 1, it's bloody Clifty.
Steve Clift.
Clift Pallet, the White Clift of Dover. Cliff Richard. He's there. Yeah, Clifty's mediocre. 11, Steve Clift. So he's top of the league. And this week, he wrote us a fantastic blog, which we put on the website, thegaffertapes.com. Really, really good blog about double game weeks, Alexis Sanchez, and Alexis Sanchez in the double game weeks. Oh, it's intense. No, it's really good. Really, really nice blog. And yeah, brings up some very good questions about, because obviously Sanchez is so highly picked, and you know, what to do with him, because obviously Arsenal have a couple of blanks, but then they've got the double game weeks as well, so there's a lot of money to sit on your bench. But you know, Clifty, he obviously knows his onions FPL wise, and he's answered that for us, the lad, so well done. Our positions, just before we go to a little break. Ash, you're still the daddy of G-Wing, 6-4-2. Me.
It's more like being the, 6-4-2 is more like being the daddy of the special school.
It is a little bit, isn't it? It's like the milk monitor at a special school.
Yeah.
But that's still good, you know. Tommy, big T-Dog, the people's champion, everyone's favourite. 867. Oh, Craig, 965.
You are closing in on Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. That, and that's what it is. I'm having this shittiest week. And he said in the last one, and I listened to it just after I'd finished shitting everywhere. Oh, yeah. That's just rolled his eyes. Yeah, I listened and he was going, yeah, Tom's doing that thing where, like, he's going, oh, yeah, no, you might beat me, but thinking in his head that I won't. I think he will. There's, like, 20 points between us now. There was several hundred at one point, and there's only a few, and I'm having shitter game week.
He hasn't really progressed up the league. It's like,
no, it's me. It's, I'm just going down.
Abseiling down.
Yeah, I'm doing terrible. I'm just going down sort of like steadily, like, 20 places every time. Not good. And then in the biggest feature on British radio, it's Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis for a Murder in Successville, 901st. Tom Davis, not for a Murder in Successville, 627th.
They're closing in on each other as well.
There is. Again, it's Tom Davis has been about the same position the entire time.
Yeah.
And the other Tom Davis just slowly going down. It happens, man. Some of the best FPL players out there just slowly go down because it's so bloody unpredictable.
I saw a sort of spoiler about this on the news.
Yeah.
That there was going to be the end of season.
Well, I blame Donald Trump personally. Yeah. But yeah, there is no more Kramer versus Kramer, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you why. Don't worry. Dry your tears. It's no more because Erin Cram, the wife, has just given birth to a lovely child, which is nice. And Heath Cram tweeted us and said, she's given up on FPL because she's just had a kid. Lazy, to be honest. You know, I had a bloody kid. I'm still playing, mate. Well, kind of. but yeah, so no, congratulations to them. And all the best of luck to Timmy Waller's Cram, as I believe they've called him.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. Yeah, no, that's good. So yeah, there's no more Cramer versus Cramer, but we've got enough fucking features. So that concludes the first segment. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in segment two with your tweets, your Facebook questions. There's an email, I believe. And then we're going to, in the second section, we're going to review game week 25, which is coming. I can't believe it's 25 already.
Okay.
Mental. But yeah, thank you very much. And we will see you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, officially the UK/world's bestest football podcast. I am Ash Cansworth still, this is Tom Holmes.
Yeah.
Craig Hazel's still off on holiday, and we're here to talk social media questions, future fixtures, and such.
And science fiction.
Probably.
And the future. Yes, we had some Facebook questions, Ash, in a segment that we still don't have a name for. Tweet us or Facebook us. If you have an idea what we can call it,
yeah.
And we will call it that, because we have got nothing, we've just got Facebook.
But you have to, it has to be in the form of a jingle.
Oh, that's a good idea, right.
Oh, shit, send in your jingles, yeah.
Send in your jingles, right. Send in your jingles, we'll put them on the podcast, yeah. And the best jingle wins. We could actually give them something, we've got. Yeah.
So, basically, stuff. To cut this short, congratulations, Joe Bloom, for being the only one.
Yeah, that's gonna do we'll it. Send us one in.
We'll think of a prize to send you. Awesome.
Yeah, it will.
He's going to win it. He's going to be the only one that does blooming, it. And it's going to be awesome. So.
It will be all blooming.
If you think you can beat him,
yeah,
good luck.
Send us a thing. Yeah. Right, so we got a question from Oliver Bridgecastle.
Is he related to Oscar Bridgecastle?
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
He said Oliver.
Didn't I? Weird. Oscar Bridgecastle, who said, what are you guys doing about Jesus, the Man City one, not the Christ one?
Bands.
Lovely, Oliver. /Oscar. Ash, where do you stand on it? Because it is, I mean, 90% of the questions we've had this week have been sort of Jesus related.
I don't know what you do.
I think I'm going to get him in.
Really?
I think I am. I think I'm going to do it this week before his price. Because I think that the way he's scoring, I mean, it's just going to keep happening and more people are going to get him.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you can jump on a bandwagon. I really do. And I'm going to... who have City got? Bournemouth. Then they've got a blank. See, City have got a blank next week, as I've asked... No, sorry, not next week. Game week 26, so... But, I mean, essentially it is next week, isn't it? You know. But, yeah, City, United, Southampton and Arsenal have no game week 26. So, yeah, do you bring him in at that point?
They've got some sweet fixtures, haven't they, actually, for the rest of the...
Real sweet, babe.
So difficult, though, because are they going to rotate him to death?
I don't know. I don't think so, because he stayed on even when Aguero was on. I know they got that attacking front sort of three,
yeah,
with Sterling and that, but I don't know. No, I think he'll play. He's played 90 minutes last couple of games. He scored. He's only been at the club, you know.
Yeah, like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If you bring him in, he's not going to play, so...
Well, if maybe, I bring him in, personally...
So maybe I bring him in.
You bring him in.
Reap the benefits.
Yeah.
And you don't. And then ruin it for all of us.
And I'll get annoyed for weeks ago. Oh, I should have brought him in. Then I'll finally bring him in and he'll stop scoring.
Yeah.
No, I think I might. And I might have to do it. It's going to be for Kane or Ibra. And I think it might be Ibra.
But I don't know, because Ibra's going to play and he's going to score every week.
Yeah, but it's Kane. They've got a good run, Tottenham, after Liverpool. But saying that, I mean, you know, if Watford, who is it? Hull can put two past Liverpool. Fucking... Kane.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, Tottenham got a good run. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I think it's definitely worth getting on the Jesus bandwagon. I think it is a bandwagon for a reason, and then wheels are moving, sir.
I'm going to controversially say don't go on it.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, there we go. Ash is unsure.
But so similarly, Paul Buchanan, do you think that is?
Yeah, definitely.
Says, can Guardiola be trusted to leave his team long enough for Jesus to fit in? Not exactly what he said, but paraphrasing. No,
just paraphrasing Neil Buchanan.
Make this question longer.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Can he? Yeah, I don't think. Does he dick around with it a lot then, Guardiola? Does he dick around with the lineup a lot?
Yeah, is that what you're saying? I just think he's expecting he's going to. I don't think he doesn't really that
what,
much.
What, to try and change it up because they're sitting in fifth at the moment? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah.
I think Jesus could be the guy to elevate him to that level. If he's willing to stick Aguero on the bench, he's obviously got faith in the lad, and he's proved it by scoring the winner, getting fucking 3 points last week.
Yeah.
No, trust me, the more I think about it, the more I'm certain it's the right move.
If you had a choice, straight choice, Jesus.
Yeah, or God.
Welbeck.
Hey, don't diss Welbeck. Oh, yeah, that was another thing last time. You're like, oh, you know Tom's going to come back and go, oh, right, yeah, right. Oh, what's all these fucking impressions of me? And going, yeah, all right, yeah, Welbeck, nah, he's well good, yeah, isn't he? He's, you know, I like him.
That's what you're literally just saying. What we said.
No, I'm not. I very much doubt I'll put him in. But if you do put him in, I don't think you're stupid. I think you've got something about you. Something intelligent. There's something there. Let's read out a question. James Edrup on Facebook said, now that Chelsea have all but wrapped up the league, the relegation battle is really hotting up. Only 2 points separates the bottom six clubs. Could the gaffer tapes lads predict who will be playing in the championship next season? I'm going with Sunderland, Leicester and Palace. I think Leicester may very well go down. I really do. I think it could happen. The way they played the other day, I mean, they're just a point off. I think it's going to be Sunderland. Palace. Sunderland, Palace and Leicester. Is that literally what he said? No, he said, oh yeah, Sunderland, Leicester and Palace. Just in a different order.
So you still think Sunderland?
I think Sunderland will, yeah. I don't know, they might turn it around. Like, I don't think Swansea will now. I think Swansea will rise like the proverbial salmon. And I think they'll be all right. Yeah, maybe Hull. Hull have had their moments of looking shit, but you know, if they can put a win against Liverpool,
I think it'll actually be, I think Middlesbrough.
Ooh, do ya?
Middlesbrough, Leicester.
Yeah, we both think Leicester.
And
just to be different,
Palace.
Yeah,
because I think Hull and Sunderland are improving, Swansea are improving, Middlesbrough are fine. But they never score any goals.
As I was reading that question, I thought it was going to be, now that Chelsea have had it wrapped up, do you need to forget about Chelsea players, and should you invest in getting players that are going to be going
getting relegated? No. Invest heavily in Palace players. Yeah,
but do you know what I mean? Because they're going to be fucking fighting. Like, if you, it's not the weirdest thing to have a couple of Swansea players now.
No,
really.
Yeah,
and because they're going to be fighting these last sort of dozen games of the season or so. You know, is it? I mean, Sunderland the bottom, but a lot of people have got Defoe. I might bring Defoe in because I might need to bring in a cheap striker to get rid of fucking Rondon.
But Defoe's about the same price as Jesus, though, isn't he?
Not now, no. Jesus is 9.2 and Defoe's 7.8, I think.
Quite a way off, yeah.
So it's just worth a little bit. But yeah, I think, not that this is James Edrup's question at all, but I think it's, you know, I think you should maybe look at the players that are going to be trying their fucking hardest and going to be scrapping in the relegation battle at the other end of the table, guys.
But there's still... Isn't there still there's 14 games to go,
yeah.
There's more than half the games we've had. We're only a third of the way, two-thirds of the way through.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at the top, it does look sewn up, really, in a way, doesn't it, with Chelsea? I can't see him having a huge...
I know it's not the same, but remember what happened to Liverpool?
Yeah, but, like you said, there's not a lot going on at the bottom of the table. There's nothing between them, really, other than kind of Bournemouth in 14th, I've got that little bit of a buffer. But everywhere from 15th Middlesbrough to Sunderland, 20th, there's 2 points in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Train to Ressant, as they say in France, which is currently where Craig is, sucking off Alsatians.
Yeah.
Which is true. Absolutely true. Right. Let's do some Twitter questions. Should we do some Twitter questions, mate?
In a segment I love to call...
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
Correct.
Something.
I've picked completely new tweeters, I believe, this week, because we had so many Twitter questions. Let's go. Do you want to read the top one, mate?
Well, this one isn't.
Well, no, that's not, but that's a funny one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, yeah, other than that, I think they're all pretty much new tweeters. Do you want to read the top one, mate?
Yeah, Jeff Ives.
Ivers!
At Jeffrey...
Dives.
Dives.
Brilliant. I see what he's done there.
Why would Koeman put the brightest star in the Premier League, Tom Davis, on the bench? Tell me that won't happen again.
Let's hope good it doesn't, question. Because I wildcarded and stuck the lad in, because he's still only 4.4% picked.
Yeah.
4.4% picked. 4.4 mil. And yeah, it was the one time he got 0 points. He played half the game, got a yellow card. Fuck all. But before then, he was smashing it.
My wife, actually, on the way back, on the plane back, Barcelona.
From Barcelona.
Yeah, she said, such shit advice you've given me. I can't believe you said to get in Davis.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I know, he didn't get any points. She was like, what do you mean he didn't get any points? He got minus two. He scored an own goal. I was like, no, he didn't play. She's like, he did. Look, I've got in Ben Davis.
I thought you were going to say she got in Tom Davis from Murder and Successful.
She got in, but that's the thing, she got in Ben Davis. And then was like, yeah. Oh, was it Tom Davis? So well, it must be Tom Davis, because there's a whole... We've got a whole segment dedicated to Tom Davis.
Yeah.
And the various other ones.
Ah, since you brought him in. Oh, I see. I think, to answer Jeffrey, I'm hoping he does play, and I think he will. I think he'll play a lot. He might just be doing the old Wenger thing, where you don't let them get too big-headed and big for their boots by sort of reining them back and then not giving them a game when they should.
Oh,
which is a Wenger trick.
Get it.
Yeah.
You don't want your team to feel like they're too good, so you constantly rein the whole squad in. Yeah. He doesn't want the club and the fans to feel like they can accomplish anything.
That's why for the last 10 years. I think it's probably about 13 now. For the last 13 years, he went, do you know what? I don't want to get big-headed.
Yeah. After the Invincibles, he was like,
yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a bit arrogant being called the Invincibles, isn't it? Let's go back to the mediocre. Let's
bring him back, and then by about sort of 2022, by about 2022... I'll start letting him win again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, that's a shame. But yeah, no, hopefully he does play. And I think he will. I think he will. He's a good lad. I think Everton players should be invested in FPL-wise. I think FPL, from an FPL point of view, they are bloody good. We've got another tweet from first time tweeter, Saleh Omar. He said, it was a matter of who to get in between Ali and Ericsson for a couple of weeks. But now, it's who to get rid of in order to bring in Siggy, which I quite like as a nickname. Yes, very true. I think Ericsson out of those two. Ali has blanked last game week, really. Again, after I fucking bought him in. All these players I bought in for the wildcard that were talk of the town. Tom Davis, Dele Alli, and nothing. Absolutely nothing. But I think, bear with them. I think out of those two, Ericsson. But yeah, I'm interested in getting Sigurdsson in. And I think we did actually have a question that I didn't read out on the Facebook one from someone who said, who is your midfielder to come in for Alexis post Hull? So from game week 26, when Arsenal have blanks and stuff. And I think Sigurdsson is a great shout for that. Because then you save a little bit of money and then maybe bring in Jesus as your third striker. Because he's not massively, I mean, at 9.2, he's not massive, is he, really, compared to like your Ebras and fucking Canes at 11.7 or whatever they are.
Yeah.
So Sigurdsson, I think, is a very good shout to bring in for someone like Sanchez, if you've got him, if you're willing to get rid of him. But like I say, read Clifty's blog or Cliff Pallett's blog on thegaffertapes.com. He does address that. But yeah, I think Sigurdsson is a great shout. And I personally, he's actually my tip for the week. We don't usually do it at this point, but I'm gonna say it now.
You're going ahead.
He's my tip for the, yeah, why not?
You
Craig's not here. Yeah, I'm not boy pussy in this tip, mate. I'll get it out there. Really early, yeah, because they got Leicester, and Leicester was so shit. I think, yeah, Sigurdsson this week, he's a great shout. So he's going to come in, and I'll have a little bit of money. Get Jesus in for Rondon.
Oh, hopefully. I see. Yeah, that's not a bad shout.
Big bullshit, mate. If I can do it, that is, if it works. So yeah, hopefully that answers your question. Out of those two, Ericsson, but I think I wouldn't be afraid to get rid of someone with a, you know, bit more expensive for Sigurdsson. So I think he's worth it.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Correct.
Because you know more about stuff than me. I'm just kind of just...
I think it's a good
breath in.
I've got both of them.
What? Ali and Ericsson?
No, I've got Ericsson and Sanchez.
Sorry.
So I wasn't planning on getting rid of Ericsson, although he hasn't scored anything in the last 3 weeks, particularly. But I was thinking of getting rid of Sanchez because Arsenal are fucking
out. I think stick with him for the whole game, but I'm going to get rid of him after Hull, I think.
Oh, but maybe it's better to get rid of him now, because
I think if you get rid of him, his price will drop, because I think various people will, because especially if he doesn't get anything really against Hull, I think a lot of people are going to get rid of him if they've noticed that he's not playing game week 26, because it's a lot of money to keep on your bench. Yeah. So I might get rid of him then. I've got two free transfers I might keep. Yeah, might keep one. But I basically just want to get Jesus in before his price goes mental and everyone clocks onto it.
Yeah.
It's slowly happening. Yeah, so there you go. Saleh Omar, my old son. Next tweet, Ash, do you want to read that? From @Mavericks.
Yeah. He says, what's the 5 or 6 must-have players in your season if you have decided to activate the wild card?
Ooh, 5 or 6. Blimey. What do you reckon, mate?
Well, I'm having a shocker this season. So shit. Yeah. Because I massively underestimated how good Chelsea were.
Mm-hmm.
Last season, I stuck with Chelsea all season.
Yeah, and they were.
And they were shit.
Dog egg.
But I didn't finish too badly, like, relatively. And this year, I wrote them off. And they've been well good. And I've barely had a Chelsea player all year.
Mm.
Had Kane. I had Hazard to start with.
Yeah.
And then dropped him.
Oh, star.
I've
had a few on and off.
But, so you need to get in 3 Chelsea players.
I think, definitely, yeah. I think Cahill, possibly at the back, although he is expensive.
I'd go, yeah, Alonso.
Sort of like Moses or Pedro, maybe.
Yeah, well, Alonso, because he plays in midfield, but I think he's down as a defender in this, isn't he?
Alonso is, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he playing midfield more, is he?
But well, essentially, he plays. Yeah. They play 5 at the back, and but they
scoring.
Don't really.
Yeah, he's scoring.
Yeah, so Alonso.
I do think Costa still, because he's,
Costa, definitely
he's
Costa.
He's not mentally priced compared to, like, no. Say, Ibrahim.
Well, I brought him in this week because they got 2 supposedly difficult fixtures.
Yeah.
And because when there was that transfer rumour,
His
price went down loads. So I got him back in, and his value is going to shoot back
Chelsea's
up.
Chelsea's run. Burnley, Swansea, West Ham, Watford, Stoke.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Yeah. And also Everton, like we said. I think a few Everton players. I think Lukaku. Lukaku, Costa and Defoe up front. I don't think you can go wrong with that.
I think...
decently priced top 3.
Anybody from the Tottenham defence. Mm. Walker. I think any of those.
Oh, Alderweireld.
Yeah, Alderweireld.
Yeah, anybody from Tottenham. I didn't know got injured, yeah.
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 I don't know who else. I don't know if anybody else has sent you, but probably that. Little
mix. I think that's a great shout. I think we've done well, yeah? Yes. Yes, please, sir. Right. FPL Warrior tweeted us. He said, who is the most overhyped coach in the Premier League now? I'd say probably Klopp. Guardiola. What do you reckon?
Oh, no. I've just realised, actually.
Yeah?
It's obvious what the answer is.
Go on.
So I think everyone hating on Guardiola and Klopp,
yeah,
who've won stuff. It's got to be Wenger, isn't it?
Yeah, but who's hyping Wenger? Everyone thinks he's shit. Everyone hates him. Everyone wants him out. No one's hyping him. Fuck it. If you're hyping Wenger going, fucking hell, that lad is on fire, then you're a fucking moron. Wenger's on fire!
It's that Claude Puyol guy everyone
can talk about. Yeah, the one that isn't a manager in the Premier League. Yeah, I think it's got to be one of them two, isn't it?
No, it's not. They're both good. They're just finding their feet.
Yeah, but overhyped, surely.
Nope, that's underhyped.
No, they're underhyped. Guardiola is underhyped. Such hokum in my life.
Yeah, well, everyone's hating on him, but just because they haven't won the league in the first 5 seconds he's been there.
Right, let's do this final tweet because it made everyone laugh on Twitter that saw it. Sour Troubadour said, "You're back!" And just said simply, "Shag, marry, kill, Yamar, Dom Monaghan, Tom Davis, brackets, for murder in Successville." Close brackets, obviously. So, Shag, marry, kill, he's brought that back. Our friend, Fantasy Yamar, Dom Monaghan, who I realised we didn't read out Dom's position in our league in the first bit. I glossed over it because I was just so excited to get to the other bit. Dom, by the way, is 579th in our league, little Dommy Mons. And because Dominic Monaghan is one of my favourite people in the world, and so nice in real life as well.
Jesus Christ.
Which we still haven't talked about in like 4 weeks, but whatever. It's gone. The moment's gone now. I would say I'd marry Dom because I bloody love Dom. I'd shag Yamar because he's got a lovely Irish accent. And I'd probably kill Tom Davis because, do you know what? He's used to it. He's around a lot of murder, isn't he? You know? And to be fair, he hasn't actually come on the podcast yet. So.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to, and then he was working late. So because of that, you get murdered. No. No, I'd bloody marry them all if I could. I'd become a bigamist. Which is actually why Craig's had to leave the country momentarily, because he married two small Vietnamese boys. And that's actually true. But yeah, what do you reckon? Shag, marry, kill, Yamar, Dom, Tommy D.
Well, I'd have to marry Dom, as we've already shagged.
As you've already shagged?
Oh, fair enough. That was...
Did you?
I'll edit that back
out. Wasn't supposed to mention it.
No.
Was that the night when we went out?
No, it wasn't. It was before. No,
what's that? Oh, did you go out drinking in London? Yeah, gone. Yeah.
I think it might have been when we were playing Laser Quest in LA.
Yeah, really? terrible, weren't we? Terrible. Your ma.
I don't know. This is just such a weird...
It's a very strange question, but
I'm just going to opt out.
I'd do Ryan from Fantasy Your Ma.
I know you would.
Shag him. He's got a lovely voice. Really nice voice. Lovely.
Yeah.
It's got something very lovely.
I'd definitely have a four-way with all of them.
Yeah, why not? Let's just say that.
And then
we're not offending anyone. Right. And then finally, before we review everything, bang. Ash, let's read the email if you can find it for me.
I'll give you £1.
What if I can find the email? Can you find the email first before you do whatever you're doing?
If you can name the Southampton manager.
Oh, what? Let's not do this. Let's not show how incompetent we are. I do know. Fuck. No, I don't know. Go on.
I'll give you £5.
No. Go on.
Wait. I genuinely, I'll give you £20.
Oh, he's actually got £20 in his hand. Oh, fuck off. Oh, I do know it. No, I'm never going to remember, but I do know. I brush up on shit like this all the time in case this comes up. And now he's got a £20 note in my fucking face. Oh, fuck. Go on, what is it?
It's Claude Puel, you idiot.
Oh! Fuck's sake. That's annoyed me. We've got £20. Right. So, let's read out. We've got a lovely email from Cisco Fernandez, who, what, seventh in our league? New to the top 10.
Yeah.
Basically, he said, gents, brackets, factually incorrect. Guys, brackets, still lack something. Hey, dickheads.
Aggressive start.
He then mentions that he was in our top 10 and how he's done so well. He's actually from America Land, which is lovely out there. He basically says, his question is, how would you go about defending a top 10 position? And he says about Ash having some experience in that, because obviously Ash did very well in fantasy football previously. So he says, you know, how does he do it? You know, what do? You follow bandwagons? Do you look at fixtures? Find a stat head friend to guide you? What do you think?
I think you stick with the meta. So whatever the...
Really?
Yeah, so whatever the other people...
Oh, you mean... Oh, so you stick with what everyone's got. So you go for like the highest percent pick.
If you're just looking to defend your position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't go differential at any point.
No, well, it depends whether... If he wants to break the top 100 in the world, you'd have to. But if you want to finish top of like of some smaller leagues that've still got loads of people in it, then try and stick with what everyone else is doing. And wait for them to fuck up around you.
Yeah.
Because it's really difficult for anybody to jump ahead of you. You've got, especially after everyone wildcards.
Yeah.
It's really easy to just maintain and get a really good score every week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that would be my advice.
Good shout. Very good shout. That's good. I like that. He also said that he's added almost $1 million to his bank balance and he made a transfer this week. Can you guess what it is? I can't. Maybe got in Jesus, maybe.
I reckon.
I'm not sure. For someone like Kane or someone like that, Costa, perhaps.
I reckon he's got in Costa.
Got in Costa for someone. Oh, potentially. And then he offers us to crash at his if we're ever stateside, which is nice.
Nice.
But then we've got a lot of people over the States that want us to stay. Evan Brady has asked us. Do you remember when we were going to do the Gaffer Tapes barbecue tour? Do you remember that?
Oh, we should do. Yeah,
Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, we need to go through Scandinavia.
Well, we had people from South Africa, Scandinavian countries, Australia, America, Canada, fucking loads of places. Yeah, come over for a barbecue. So, I mean, if we ever do that.
Yeah. Especially if you live somewhere like, say, Wandsworth, and you want to put up a barbecue, then...
Wandsworth. Yeah, why not?
Something we could get to. That'd
yeah,
be cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, Cisco Fernandez, thank you very much for your email, sir. You're doing really well at fantasy football, which you don't need our opinions and tips. Talking of opinions and tips, here's the Game Week 25 fixtures starting this Saturday, 11th of Feb. Don't forget Bloody Valentine's Day next week. This time next week's Bloody Valentine's Day.
Is it?
Did you know that? Oh, yeah, big time. Big time.
I bet Kelly...
What, my missus?
Really makes you do work for it, doesn't she?
That's quite a personal question.
I mean, like Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, you? No, fucking right, yeah. Oh, it's been, it's like such a thing. It's always been a thing.
But really?
Well, it's the first Valentine's Day that we've got a baby, so I'm assuming that she'll just go, oh, I'm really tired, just like rub my feet or something. I mean, that's so never happened before ever.
I won't get her a card or a present. I'm pretty sure she's going to say, I'm too tired to open any presents.
Cook her a dinner and just like give her a rose or something.
Yeah.
They do that thing at Marks and Spencer's, don't they? Like 12 quid for like a 3-course meal.
You could just go out and get really pissed.
I'm not drinking in February.
Oh, shortest month.
Seven days. Yeah, that's why I did it.
That's cool.
And you don't want to do it in January because January's depressing enough as it is without, you know, not being able to drink vodka before you go to work.
Yeah.
In your local park. So, yeah.
February. You know, statistically,
yeah,
more people kill themselves in January. During dry January.
Do they? Yeah.
Than any other month.
Really? See, I'm always depressed when I'm hungover. That's when I get depressed.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely not wanting to bring it up, but I was so hungover after we went out with Dom in London. I was so hungover for days, right? And I get really emotional, right? As you know, when I'm hungover. And I felt really bad because I was like, oh, there were so many things I wanted to talk to Dom about and speak to him about that I never got the chance to because we were like a little bit too drunk. And it was like we spoke a lot. But I was like, there was topics that I wanted to bring up to him that kind of got lost in like drunken chat and things like that. I wasn't going to do this today. I was going to do it when Craig's back, but I actually wrote him a poem.
Oh my fucking Christ.
Can I? Because Dom likes poems. I've seen. So I came up with a poem the day after. When I was a little bit emotional,
we are 28 minutes in, so this is going to be a long time to have to re-record this section. Well, this is inevitably the worst thing that's ever happened.
No, it's really good. Okay, poem. It hasn't got a name, but I'd like to call it Dominic.
Okay.
His hair, golden, as if the sun radiates from him. His aura, a glow, a celestial essence that penetrates all in his orbit. His smile, welcoming, like an old fire or a warm dog. His embrace, true, unfaltering. His jacket, leather, although probably not real leather, because leather is made from cows, and he likes animals a lot.
And goodbye. All right, go on then. Let's actually do the fixtures.
I hope that people turned off at that point.
I hope people were turned on at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. I bloody was. Did you like that poem?
I did. It was inspirational. Brilliant. How long did you work on it for?
Not long. It didn't take long.
Did it not?
It was in a really bad way. No. Let's do some bloody Game Week 25 fixtures. Right. Arsenal Hull. Arsenal's potentially Sanchez's last game before people get rid of him. I think he's going to run wild, potentially. I think Arsenal could be better. It tends to be the way. Play shit, play well. So, yeah. If you've got Sanchez,
it
might be worth captaining him.
So I did notice, as per always, Giroud scored one goal right at the end.
Yeah, he always does. He scores. Yeah, but you used to laugh at me and go, oh, Tom loves Giroud.
Because
Tom
he doesn't play. Giroud. They don't
he
play him.
But he scores.
Yeah, they never play him. I don't understand why.
No, I know. But every time he plays... Nearly every time he plays, he's
scored in the last 5 minutes because they start
it's
playing the ball to him.
Solid five, six points every time.
If they just played the ball to him, fucking hell. Yeah. If he's playing it for West Ham, he'd get loads of goals.
Absolutely.
It's like mental.
Yeah. He'd make Andy Carroll look like an absolute golem, wouldn't he?
Oh. I think it'd be quite sexy as a partnership.
Do you reckon? Yeah, do you know what? He's not a bad looking bloke, Carroll. Yeah, I must say. I did say that.
I quite like his little weird hair bun thing. Okay. I mean, too jelly.
Yeah, it's a little bit greasy. What I'd do is I'd cut my hair and wear some more flattering shorts. United Watford. Yeah, it's still... Although Watford are on a bit of a run, like Hull against Arsenal. Yeah, I don't know. I think if you've got Ibra, He's going to bag one, isn't he?
It's going to be 2-0 Man United all day long.
Yeah. Everton, Barra.
1-0 Everton.
1-0 Everton, you think. Lukaku there.
Yep, done.
Yeah. Stoke Palace, interesting.
Yeah, who knows? Stoke. Just the fuck.
Who's got Stoke players?
No one.
Who's got Stoke players? No one, really. What about old what's-his-knob, Berahino?
Oh, yeah.
Berahino was Stoke.
I'm not even sure if he even played last week, did he?
He came on.
They did come on, yes. To fuck. Right, correct.
Yeah, which is... yeah, what's all this about his drug ban or something? He pissed hot for something.
Did he?
Recreational drug, yeah.
Oh, what? That's not like him. To be in trouble.
Yeah.
That is... Oh, my God.
So you're assuming it's going to be a bit of the old nose bag or a bit of the old wacky-backy, isn't it? Fatty now. What a crazy guy. Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, Berahino, if he's playing, yeah, could be... couple of goals there from that lad.
Yeah,
I don't know. He might start playing more regularly, a little bit better at Stoke. I don't know. Sunderland, Southampton. How do you see that bad boy playing out, Ash?
Oh, they're both so bad. I don't know. 2-2.
2-2. Fancy 2-2 there. Yeah, I think a Defoe goal. I can always see a Defoe goal. And maybe, yeah, Southampton. Maybe old Jay Rodriguez. Might be a good shout.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, Sunderland are sort of foot of the table for a reason. Yeah. But then there's not massive scorers from Southampton. And other than Defoe at Sunderland, not a great
no
deal going on there. West Ham, West Brom.
Oh, who knows?
Carroll again at home against West Brom. Yeah. Not the worst defensively, West Brom.
I think it'd be difficult for us to break down. I think this might be a... I think it's a bit close one. I think I could see West Brom getting one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, probably us getting one. Yeah, maybe 1-0.
Maybe 1-0, yeah. Yeah, but not Rondon. I think no. He hasn't scored in a lot easier games.
He's wrong gone.
Away. He's wrong gone, mate. Yeah. Oh, it's the name of the episode, isn't it? Wrong gone. most interesting game, I would say biggest game of the game week 25. The last game on Saturday, Liverpool-Spurs. That'd be interesting. I fancy Spurs there. I think Liverpool's so shit at the back. And I know it's at Anfield, but...
This is the kind of game that suits Liverpool, though.
Yeah.
Because they can play their style of football, can't they?
Okay.
They can let Tottenham come on.
They're just very slow and cumbersome at the back. I think Dele Alli...
Bit of comedy, yeah.
Yeah. I think Dele Alli might run a bit wild.
I think I can see them scoring, but... I can see them conceding, but they'll score as well.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, yeah. I like the word cumbersome I just used then.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying it more. Sunday, Burnley versus Chelsea. Burnley are a bit cumbersome, aren't they, Ash? Yeah, Burnley-Chelsea. That's Chelsea all over, really, isn't it?
Burnley are better at home.
Yeah, yeah. But they haven't got a bad home record, actually.
No, Burnley. But Chelsea have got a very good record of winning.
So. Yes, just winning games. maybe Costa, although, do you know what? He doesn't score every game, but Chelsea, and you know, he'll bring the assist, but Chelsea play well regardless of how Costa plays.
Yeah.
You know? Obviously, he missed the penalty midweek last week, which was huge FPL wise. You know, if you had Costa, if you captained Costa in that game, which a lot of people did, big fat zero.
Yeah, yeah, that's brilliant.
But no, I think if you got him, hold on to him, maybe captain's armband in that game, potentially. Because other than maybe Sanchez at home to Hull or Ibra.
Do you really think Liverpool are going to do in Hull?
Say again?
Sorry, do Arsenal. You really think Arsenal, yeah?
Maybe not.
You seem quite confident about it.
Yeah, no, I just fancy Sanchez in that game. I think before I get rid of him, potentially, game week 26 when we blank, I fancy him scoring in that game. I don't know. I don't think it'd be easy because look at what Hull have done and look at the form we're in. But maybe a 2-3-1, maybe 2-1, 3-2. I think it'll be close, but I think we'll edge it. But I fancy Sanchez in that game.
Yeah.
But yeah, Burnley Chelsea. Yeah. Swansea Leicester. This is where my pick of the week, Sigurdsson. Against Leicester. Cause like I say, Swansea at home. Leicester looked so bad against United. And that was at home to United this last week. I fancy Sigurdsson there. Bournemouth City, final game. It's actually on the Monday, 13th of Feb. Bournemouth City. Yeah. Jesus for me on that one. Who's your pick of the week, Ash?
I just do not know.
Is that why you're looking at me in sort of dismay? at that point.
I think Sterling.
Sterling, yeah.
If he plays.
He picked up an assist in the last game, I believe.
Yeah, and picked up quite a few dives.
Yeah, so, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sterling's one of those. I've had him on and off a couple of times this season, I think. If he hits, it's form. He hits form and he's good for a while. And then as soon as he doesn't, you suddenly go, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I don't need Sterling. He's a bit expensive. But yes, there we go. That is game week 25. Obviously, we'll be back next week with Craigo. Even though there is a little break, actually, there's is it international break or is it? Oh no, it'd be cup games, will it? Or something. Yeah. Anyway, there's a break between next week, but we will be back to review, and preview with Craig because we haven't all been together as a big group for ages, have we?
No.
It's been a while. So yeah, we will be back, to do that. But yeah, tweet us, at the Gaffer Tapes. Get us on Facebook, the Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes. Visit patreon.com/thegaffertapes. Just bloody get involved. You can still join the league, you know, do all that stuff. Let us know how you're getting on. Tweet us your balls. And if it's after sort of, I don't know, about 7 PM on a Friday,
tweet us your actual balls.
Tweet us your actual balls. Yeah. If you've had a drink, or your boy pussy, which is obviously a reference to late balls. If you've had some kind of strange operation, don't tweet us your genitalia. That's the main thing. If you don't take anything out of this podcast, take the poem, because the poem was lovely, but take that, don't tweet us your genitals if you've had a strange operation.
Or
do. Either one.
We could have that tier of Patreon subscription.
Yeah.
Like, you could be a bronze, silver, gold genital.
Yeah, genital, yeah.
So you don't contribute, just each week you send us another pick.
Like a part of your genitals, you mean?
No, no.
Like, one week just send us a ball.
I was thinking more like, yeah, just like a different, like a sort of sundial array.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, it's gone weird right at the end, this podcast.
It's all right, because this is technically the outtake.
Yeah, so. I wonder if people are going to hear that and then just get rid. Because I don't know if people know, we do mention this. We do have an outtake most episodes right at the end. Usually of us dicking around and some of us doing stupid stuff, me and Craig singing. But yeah, so if they've treated this and just thought, oh, it's a stupid outtake, they've missed the crux of the podcast where we preview the next game week for FPL tips. So thank you very much for listening. Get us on all the social media, send us an email, send us your voice clips for a new Facebook jingle, at info@thegaffertapes.
If in 2 weeks, if you're a new listener, and you on the 25th of February, you're listening to this because you've gone back a week, and then you listen to the next podcast and you wonder, whatever happened to that segment where people send in voice clips? That'll be because we forgot about it.
Yeah, we always do. We always do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Forget to do Manager of the Month all the time. Forget to do, give away all these prizes that we've been given by all these companies. Yeah, it's mental. But yeah, no, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Gaffer Tapes podcast. Say goodbye, Ash.
Goodbye.
And yes, we will see you next week. So thank you very much and goodbye.